y'all. Welcome back to the Mad Music Podcast. It's your girl, Michaela, with my lovely co-host again, Ama and Dami.
Hey, y'all. Mm-hmm. How y'all doing?
We here.
Blessed and highly favored.
Okay. Yes. On the up.
Shout out to the up.
I love that.
Praise them.
All right, let's get into this chokehold.
Yes.
What has been choking on y'all? What have y'all been listening to?
Well, following up, I guess there's going to be a lot of us doing some following ups from the last episode. I know how we talked about our favorite artists and our favorite era
yes.
from them.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know you spoke about Aaliyah. And you talked about a certain time mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. And you spoke about Romeo Must Die, which
yes.
is
yes.
a 2000 film.
Come on now.
And she was starring alongside with Jet Li. Playing a couple who fall in love and yes. meet their families, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo
right?
and Juliet, yes.
There was a specific song that, till this day, it's a funky ass song.
Yes, it is funky. Yes.
I know you can't
get mad for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I get work sometimes. You ain't gonna make it home to me. I fell asleep. Want to pick up the phone and come
yes.
home.
Yes. Yes.
That song. Baby,
I am what I do. Wait.
Wait, let me do the next one.
Yeah.
The other one was me.
It was giving in the arms of the angel.
Yes, it was. It was giving that. It was giving that. I was like, it ain't deep enough. For,
all right. Navy is fine, y'all.
Yeah, Navy.
I always have to make that disclaimer.
Yes. Back yeah, in
come,
one piece.
Come back in one piece. Aaliyah featuring DMX.
Love the video too.
Mm-hmm.
Video.
Yes.
Yeah. All so, the dogs. You know,
all the dogs. Yes.
She
was in the Bronx, right? She was in the Bronx.
Yeah. That's somewhere. Yeah. But yeah. You know what a dog needs? You really know what a dog needs. A dog needs some. A dog needs some.
And what I am, I'm
be what I be.
That's it. Wow. Sounded very DMX.
Like it's,
it sounds like something he would say to a woman as well. Like,
no,
I just want you to come back and want me.
I am what I am. Be what I be. Ripping and running the streets.
She's like, all right, why don't you come back
in one piece, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, just reminded me of that because I remember again with Spotify, mm-hmm. they didn't have her catalog. Well, I guess her catalog wasn't really on anything.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
But then when they started like bringing her catalog back, this song still wasn't on there, and mm-hmm. I was like, let me just look it up. And then I was on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing it nonstop.
All at one time, so when it's my time, I'm done.
You kill for me, you die for me. I know you like to rip and run the streets, but I didn't learn some time to be. I can't help to think you might not make it home to eat.
I got a follow-up, too. We were talking about him last episode, Frank Ocean.
Mm.
My favorite Frank Ocean song is Novocaine.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I know you can't talk about I'm lying. No, I'm not lying.
I really did put it in. I said, you are a liar.
This is my favorite Frank Ocean song. I love this song. Love this song. So it came out summer 2011.
That girl's a liar.
That girl's a liar.
That girl's a liar.
And I don't want you.
That girl's a liar.
Shout out to Angela Bassett. You deserve that Oscar, but that's a separate conversation.
Music, that's going to be another day.
We ain't going to go over there.
But no, Novocaine came out summer 2011. I remember I was taking a summer class and I had those. You remember those iHome speakers where it was like the clock and you could charge your phone and hook it up and it would play music?
Baby, I was poor.
Oh, she was the privileged one here. What is you talking about?
I had my HP that was clicking,
and it had a virus every other month.
Listen, I was talking and they weren't shaking their hands. They weren't nodding their hands. I was like,
I'm like, that's how I sound for 2023.
They wasn't nodding their hands in agreement, so I was very confused.
I said, I knew about the stand charger. That's about it.
Maybe I was
no, but this song,
my mama was the only one with an iPhone.
Damn.
We had the
2011?
We had the flips.
2011?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, see, look at me. I'm like, what do you know? That doesn't make sense. It doesn't match up with the time. But no, this song used to come on the radio every freaking day before I was going to class.
But can you taste it? Little taste of Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby.
I listened to it on the radio. I listened to it on Pandora when Pandora was my main music, app. But yeah, it just, it really just stuck with me. I love the song. It's actually been in my top 100 songs of the year on Spotify since Spotify started doing that, because that's how much I listen to it. It's Novocaine.
Yeah,
it's perfect. The writing, the production, everything. Love it.
Yeah,
Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come
on. I love that. That's my favorite part. The beat is my favorite part.
Yes. Still can't feel my face.
Yes, it's good.
It's very good.
Well, mine has been Dochi. Another Dochi hit.
Yeah. What it is? What's up?
Yes.
See, that's gonna be my drop too. But now you said it.
What's up? Black boy needs a little love. Every good girl needs a little thug. If you put it down, I'ma pick it up.
Go ahead, Dochi.
I love Dochi.
Yeah, she doing her thing.
I love Dochi.
What it is, ho? What's up? Every good girl needs a little thug. Every black boy needs a little love. If he put it down, I'ma pick it up.
She's a great, like, performer. She is a great, she's just energy. She's the energy of a true performer. Even SZA at the Billboard Awards was saying, or the women in
music performance.
She said that she's a star as well. Yeah, and, you know, obviously they're both on TDE as well. So, you know.
Oh, really? I didn't realize Dochi was on TDE. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But this song dropped recently and I'm hooked. You know, when I saw that it was being released, she first was saying, was teasing it with Kodak Black. And then a lot of fans was like, wait a minute, sis.
Record scratch.
Wait a minute, sis.
Record
not
scratch.
Kodak Black, who don't like the blacks.
Where the other version at?
not Kodak Black, who don't like the blacks.
What other version?
Speak about it.
But she, unlike some people, listened to her fans, and she gave us actually several versions of the song. And way to go, Dochi. She gave us a solo version, a sped up version. She gave us the version with Kodak Black. There's also the remix. She got it on Spotify. So whatever you want to listen to is on there for you. Yeah. So I like that she catered to the fans and that she gave them a little bit of everything. Does sample No Scrubs by TLC and also reworks the lyrics of What It Is, Ho, What's Up.
What's Up.
Yes, Trillville called Some Cut.
Some Cut.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Show your ass how to really
I just been playing in the morning and just be like, What It Is, Ho, What's Up. Yeah, you gotta bounce to it. Exactly. You have to. Yeah. So let us know what y'all been listening to. Do you like these new singles? Do you like the old stuff? What you got? What you got?
What you got for us?
Musical mess. This episode. Everyone got something coming out. They got a documentary coming out. They got biopic coming out. Everybody has a damn documentary. Janet is having one. TLC.
Another one?
Janet is teaming up with her brothers to create another documentary, which is a sequel, but it's a sequel to the self-titled documentary that she released in 2022.
Okay. Not too pushing
it aside. Called Janet Jackson Family First. It's an intimate and candid look at Janet preparing for and on the road for her upcoming headlining tour Together Again. She said that she was touched by the outpouring of love that she received from fans during the release of her documentary, and she agreed to let the cameras follow her again while she's on tour. And her brothers will be joining her as well.
On tour?
Randy, I think I forget, either during the documentary or something, they're doing like one or two songs with her. I don't know exactly.
I remember seeing them on the flyer now.
I'm a little confused.
Randy did say, quote, in this next chapter in the documentary, Janet and I are thrilled to welcome viewers on the road with us as we embark on the Together Again tour, celebrating the milestone of 50 years of Janet's career. Damn.
Wow.
Wow.
What the hell?
She really has been since she's a little girl.
With the fans across the country. We look forward to continued partnership with Lifetime and A&E and to sharing our family with viewers. So they will be having another documentary.
How'd you feel about the first one?
Janet was good. I liked it.
I didn't watch it.
Did you not like it?
I liked it, but I mean, I guess it's just the thing with the Jackson family where they hide the thing they want to hide.
Of course.
And, you know.
I liked learning about her, like, personal life with her husbands and stuff and all that, but what?
She's talking about the drugs. She's talking about what she wants to
get. She was talking about the barge issues.
She got Taurus, though, so she.
Yeah.
It's her business.
Yeah.
It's her business.
She went. She would know.
I definitely would know.
Keisha Cole is also getting a Lifetime biopic. The Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter will make her film debut. She's actually acting in it. And Keisha Cole, This Is My Story, a new Lifetime biopic. She will also executive produce in it as well. And it's going to be about her rise from the rough streets of Oakland to becoming a platinum producing artist. Okay. It will also explore, quote, the complicated yet warm-hearted relationship between her and her mother, Frankie Lyons, who is played by Debbie Morgan. And as we all know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. Frankie passed away in July 2021. Mm-hmm. About playing herself, Keisha said, playing the role of myself was a unique opportunity to relive special moments in my life that also gave me the chance to process her loss, meaning her mother, in ways I did not expect. I miss her every day. And even though she is not here, her presence was felt throughout this film. Mom, I love you. It is set to air during Black Music Month, which we know is in June.
Yeah.
So it's coming out June 24th. Lifetime. Maybe we can do like a live reaction watch.
Yeah, sure.
Watch or something.
That would be fun.
We'll do that.
But, Lifetime.
But yeah, I'm curious to see how this is going to pan out and how she is going to be in her own biopic. I mean, no, I don't know a lot of people that do their own biopics.
Fantasia, remember?
Okay, yeah. She did
this. Was on Lifetime.
That's true. She did. Yeah. My sister always brings up the when she threw up. She's like, I'm not pregnant. For some reason,
that
she's
was
like,
funny.
I'll never forget what she threw up in that movie. I'm like, girl, what? I'm not pregnant.
Why do you always pinpoint random?
Maya is so random.
Maya is funny.
It's whatever triggers her.
Life is
her
not a fairy tale. That's
yes,
what
life is not a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
With Viola Davis as the mom.
Yeah, she was.
She was. Yeah.
So I mean, she could pull it off.
No, she definitely can.
Keisha still looks young.
Keisha looks young. I mean, yeah. So. Let's be for real. She has aged very gracefully. So
she can definitely do it. I'm eager to see who else is going to be a part of it. Well, we know Debbie Morgan is a heavy hitter as well. She's a great Black actress. Well, actress. Period. Doesn't matter. Yeah. She's Black, but we all know she
Lifetime.
Is.
I don't be trusting Lifetime. That's my only issue.
Why? Because of Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Aaliyah. Don't forget the Aaliyah.
But that was also Wendy Williams.
Oh, well, then there you go.
I don't know. Fantasia Barrino's story was pretty
good.
And
Wendy ain't nothing to do with that.
That's what I'm saying. And don't forget, Keisha is executive producer.
That's true. That's
so
true.
She has a lot more say.
That's true.
She's too young. Y'all remember that from high school?
Girl.
That was a good ass movie.
I had Maya watching that too. She's like, the reason why I know half the stuff is because of you.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Remember the girl?
She was getting syphilis.
Chlamydia.
Because
she was sucking things.
She was all sorts of
to the guy that he was a whore.
He was bad. Yes. That was a great movie.
I had to look this up.
I got trust a lot of time.
Lifetime came with heavy hitters. Okay.
You used to watch that elementary school, middle school, something.
Yes.
Okay, I want to have to
remember this. I vaguely remember this.
You have to watch that, girl. Oh, that was a good, girl. That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, girl.
Oh, this is based on something that actually happened.
Yeah. It was like true. Yeah, like a true story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
a lot of Lifetime movies are
that's
true.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
Based on a true story.
A syphilis outbreak. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, syphilis.
I remember. Yep.
Yeah.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was crazy. But I'm eager to see what it'll be like. You know, if her sister will be a part of it as well. I remember when she used to have a reality show. I think it was on BET.
Yeah. I remember that.
We used to watch that. Me and my mom, we used to watch that. Look at Crazy Frankie and how mm-hmm. she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then also all their spinoffs and, mm-hmm. you know, all the other shows that they were on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm eager to see what's going on, what's happening. So we'll see.
For sure.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We'll see. Wendy Williams's biopic was... It was done a lot better than Aaliyah, but that's because Wendy was able to have creative control.
Yeah, that's what
she
I'm saying.
She definitely left out a lot of stuff.
She should have executive produced.
She left out a lot of stuff, but it wasn't like horribly done. So if Keisha can have a say, I hope the same
for
her.
And she does. So.
And Toni Braxton had a biopic too.
Did she?
Yeah,
on Lifetime.
She did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She did. I don't think I ever watched that one. I know mm-hmm. she had a few movies on Lifetime, but I don't think I've ever seen
the biopic too.
Toni Braxton
wasn't also
biopic.
TLC, was that Lifetime?
No, that was VH1. That was very well done.
VH1, yeah.
And of course, New Edition, but that was BET.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else had one that I could think of. I don't know. That's like made for TV in a way.
The Jacksons?
The Jacksons, yeah.
Oh, Natalie.
Of course. Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
That's right. Man. Hers was good.
Oh, with Teresa Randall.
Yes, Teresa Randall.
I used to watch that so much.
She's so good.
That was good.
Yo, to know that Natalie Cole was on drugs like that is crazy.
Yeah.
You would have never thought.
You would never know.
You would have never thought. Privileged black girl.
Getting
not
high.
To say that, you know, privilege equals,
nah,
but
I
you,
mean,
just
drugger,
never, you just
you
never equate
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Discriminate
of a great man like Nat King
that's
Cole.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow. What would I'm going to watch the movie again to
it's
see
bad.
It. But
I think it's on YouTube.
The fact that she was going to stay in that burning house, she was just going to stay
crack.
In there.
Smoking.
Mm. Rest in peace. I'm glad she got her life together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let us know if y'all know any more drama. Send it on down. Musical mess. Pretty much.
Let's see if she say anything to us. That's how we gonna know she heard
she's
that.
She's like the only one who we tech. Not Shay.
She busted.
She gets there. She gets there.
Eventually, yes. She be tagging us. Yeah, she.
Anyway, today we're talking about Amma's girl, Solana Rowe. Y'all, she was being real coy when we brought this up as a topic. She's like, we ain't gotta talk about it. We ain't gotta talk about it.
We put it off long enough.
We already talked about half of the album anyway. So
right,
like,
right.
Let me tell y'all something. Maya was like, y'all missed the mark. Y'all missed the mark. I said, you know what, Maya? We had to let the album marinate. We had to let it marinate.
You want
to
digest it.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you.
But at first, we weren't all like,
hype
about it.
We needed to give it some time.
We needed to give it some time and then really let the songs grow on us and whatever and see what we was grabbing.
She's still on tour.
Maya, she might be like, wait, what month is it? And when did the album come out?
You know, I appreciate that. She stays on our necks.
The knife is right here at the jugular.
Let it
marinate.
Post it.
She said, too late. People had already talked about it.
Done. The tours are done.
By the time I get to it.
Look, she ain't coming to Philly yet. It ain't too late.
Yes. But this
is she going to come back?
Is she going to come back?
This hook is all about SZA, Billboard's Woman of the Year.
Yes.
This is
his
last episode of March. Let's end with a woman. Let's end with a black woman.
Yes. Black woman.
Pretty woman wonder where my secret lies. Yes. I'm not cute.
Oh my gosh. We will be discussing SOS, our favorite songs from SOS. It was her long-awaited album.
Yes.
Sophomore album at that.
Long. Yes, Control came out in 2017. So
we already know. Amma's going to let us know where every track has been released. She's going to let us know. I'm just going to tell you my favorite songs real quick, and we're just going to like give the rest to Amma.
I don't have much
to say.
I'm tired anyway.
No, I'm tired. We all like the album. Look, I'm definitely going home to get that.
You hear me?
Me too.
I'm gonna get some food.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Pitchfork's review of it. Julianne Shepherd had described SOS as SZA's long, ambitious, luxurious new album, which solidifies her position as a generational talent, an artist who translate her innermost feelings into indelible moments. And that is very true about SZA and about this album as well. SZA really does sing the things that we think deep down inside and don't really want to say or just only put in our journal, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one who feels this way about my ex. I'm not the only one who feels this way about life, about myself.
Michael's not talking to me.
Yes. So I think we should get into the music first. Let's just go right into our three favorite songs of SOS. Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
I'm
probably going to be the longer one.
We'll be quick. Trust me.
First, I just want to say First, I just want to say that I like most of the songs on the album, and I wanted to talk about a lot of them, but you know, it had to be fair. So,
I'm gonna pick the songs tonight.
Yes,
and she was even giving us songs to do, right?
Yeah, because I know now how Dom was feeling about, you know, so whatever. But I decided to talk about songs that I haven't seen people talk about as much.
Okay.
On social media and stuff.
You want to be a little zippy.
Maybe you've seen it, but I haven't seen it as much. The songs I've seen are pretty,
you'll be looking for it.
No, you know.
Right, I'm about to say, you know, she probably search on Twitter.
Right. I haven't seen these songs talked about as much. So these are three. So let's
start.
Not by. The first song I'm going to talk about is Love Language. And I will be the first to say that sometimes the themes are like lyrics and mm-hmm. SZA songs. They're not always clear. Like, you got to listen to it about 20 times. You got to pull up the lyrics and do it. Like, you got to really try to figure out. It's like a maid trying to figure out what the fuck is this girl talking about. It's like, kind of like poetry. How poetry is like kind of up to your interpretation. Mm. But I will say that Love Language doesn't fall in that category. I think Love Language is actually very... pretty straightforward theme. Yeah. Even the title, right, is very straightforward. But I think its simplicity is what makes it so beautiful.
Needing you to talk to me in your love language. Show me, yeah. I wanna connect to you. Help me.
So, Love Language is a song about SZA wanting to know her partner's love language so that she can better understand him. Because at this point, the relationship is so toxic. Mm. And although he's no good for her, she's trying to find a way to connect to him because she can't let him go. Mm. You know, this she's in conflict with herself, basically, and her feelings. And she says, bad as I want to be yours, I can't get with your program. Sex hitting like a slow jam. Stick around because I want to. Bad as I want to keep focus, you remind me that I'm imperfect and it sucks to admit. Mm. Nobody put that purpose in me like you do. Nobody get that work about me like you do. Nobody get the truth about me quite like you. You're the definition of my right hand. Never mind riding backseat when you lead me. It's so much conflict in that. She's going back and forth. She's like, you may be feeling perfect, but you get the work up out of me. I want to ride. I want to, like, she's going back and forth. And then I like when she says, call me like you don't regret missing this old thing back. Call me when you know the difference between me and chickens. That was the last line she sang before the outro. And I feel like that was finally her realizing, like, hold up. I deserve better. Come back to me when you're ready to actually, you know, tell me what you need. Tell me what you want. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you, like, you know, express yourself to me. So I thought the chicken line was funny. But speaking of the outro, so the outro of the song is amazing because it features an interpolation of Aaliyah's song, I Don't Wanna. Mm-hmm. So it's her 1999 hit from Friday, or next Friday. Yeah, and I think the part where it says, you don't wanna be without me, you don't wanna live. In my opinion, I think that's actually her partner talking to her on the song. Like, I think that's whoever her partner is she's singing to, I think that's him talking to her or her talking to her. Mm-hmm. And then she responds by saying, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna be alone. Like, she's like saying, like, no, I don't want to be alone without you. And he or she knows that.
Mm-hmm. I like
that. So it's like a play, they're playing. And the icing on the cake is really the fact that SZA sampled herself on this song.
Of course.
So it's going clear.
She got
period.
Right.
She don't have to talk to nobody. She wrote that shit. And so she samples her 2020 song Hit Different, which is, she put that out during COVID with Ty Dolla $ign to close out the song. So, and the last line is, all that I know is mirrors inside me. They recognize you. Please don't deny me. Yes. And she's saying, I see you for who you are beneath it all. Please don't push me away. I want this to work. I want to try.
Yeah.
So anyway, this song is so beautiful. There's no like overproduction here. It's very, very clean and clear. But I love it. I love, love, love that outro. I think putting those two songs together, her song and Aaliyah's song, it was perfect for this song. So Love Language is my number one. And that's the third song on the album? I can't remember, but.
That's your number one song.
That's your number one song?
No. I was saying the track listing. Okay. Sorry. Y'all know what my favorite song is.
Yeah, I was going
to say. What? That don't sound right.
Yeah, do I really have to? I didn't even include that for that reason because I already talked about Blind.
No, we told her not to include it.
Yeah,
for that
pretty much. Like,
I definitely was going to include Blind.
Really?
That is my favorite song on the album, but.
Said Blind five. if you could, you probably would make it your chokehold for at least 2 months straight.
It's so good.
It is good, though.
It's very good.
It's a great. I'm lying. All right, the second song I want to talk about
that's
today
me in the morning.
Looking for them glasses. Looking for them glasses, baby.
I need my glasses. To
when
find
I
my
reach
glasses.
For my glasses, not actually knock them to the ground. I just go. I do that, Maya Angelou.
That sigh is my next to I'm gonna do the best I can with what I got. That sigh, the Maya Angelou sigh.
And she stayed there too.
That's how I be. I'm like, I'm never gonna find these things.
That was me and Amada.
I was on a submission. Maybe I must have sighed 20 times.
Y'all, when they call me. Well, first of all, I was there for like 30 minutes. I gotta go. We still talking about signature. The link. They gonna see the whole link.
We were sounding like we was 80 years old trying to submit this damn.
What was my
whatever? Anyway, yeah, exactly.
The second song I want to talk about is "Do It to You." Seek and Destroy.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's one of my favorites. One of my favorites. Yeah.
I love when she says, "Do what I gotta do." And she starts off the song with, "You push me past my own capacity, boy. Permission to crash, collecting damages, boy. No reaching, no grabbing for more clarity now. Seek and destroy all missiles deploy. Do it to you." Yes. Do it to you. I'll do it to you. Do it to you.
Seek and destroy.
Honest with y'all, this song didn't really grow onto me until we went to Punchline with Rachel.
Yeah.
And they were playing in the background.
Literally,
it didn't hit me until I heard it. I had to hear it loud.
Really?
So it's, I don't know.
Usually you're like, I need it in my headphones. I need it in my car.
Yeah. They were blasting it when the show was over.
I remember,
wait, yeah, this is a song from Sizzla. Something about hearing songs through my AirPods in my car, but also like in a club or like
in a loud setting,
something to me. You know, another song that happened with me is How Many Drinks by Miguel.
Oh.
I didn't like it until I heard it in the club.
Okay.
I did not like it because it was loud and I felt it. I was like, okay, I get it. And then Kendrick came in with his verse on the remix.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked it. But Seek and Destroy, really love this song. And so I'm going to read this annotation from Genius. And sometimes Genius annotations really be on point. So
sometimes they really do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, who are these people?
Wait, let me see your credentials. Girl, for real. So this is what they say about Seek and Destroy. The significant other SZA's addressing is pushing her beyond what she thinks she can handle. As a result, SZA is giving herself the permission to fall apart and collect the consequences of the actions taken by the person she is addressing. She ends up giving up on trying to understand the situation or actions of the persons she sings about. And at last, she declares a warlike attitude with the intention of destroying for her own good. Hence, Seek and Destroy.
SZA be mad a lot.
Right.
She be over these niggas, but want to be under these niggas at the same time.
Right. But same.
It's the one mic on the Gucci Wally.
It's both. At the same
it's
time. It's
both
a mix.
At the same time.
And no, her delusional mind.
Delusion.
She be all in it. She be like,
come here, baby. Come here.
Get off of me.
What did I say? Come here.
Get off of me.
I didn't say that.
She like when he pulled his gun out the red light?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, girl.
Yeah, she said, give me dysfunction.
Give me dysfunction. Oh,
give me dysfunction.
She wanted
she liked
the
that
dysfunction.
Shit. Mm. She liked that shit. So yeah, I mean that sums it up perfectly.
Right.
It does help her. I mean, the songs be hitting.
Look, it hit.
And so like when
who
she,
are these niggas?
Who are these? What you going through? Is it Drake?
don't get it started.
But that's why on the chorus she says like, "Do it to you. I hate to do it to you." It's like she don't actually want to do this, but she will do it in order to protect herself and free herself of the situation she's in. So she ends the song with saying, "All the pain I know is used to fill my soul. No control. All the hurt I know is used to heal my soul. No control," which is a play on her Control album.
I knew she was going to say that. I was like, watch, that's a call back.
It's a call
to
back.
To control. That is actually
listen.
From song number.
If y'all remember,
you know,
track number three.
Yeah. When she actually said she was going to seek and destroy, she actually, and Drew Barrymore said seek.
Not Drew Barrymore.
And then prom, she said destroy. So they're adding that.
You got to make the connection.
You know, I don't know if y'all recognize that the tie ends.
Together.
SZA is a poet. She must make the connections if you want to understand.
If someone shows you who you are,
believe them. And that's exactly what SZA is doing.
I can't believe her, though.
She's always lying.
Not too much. We all know this. Not too much of my guy.
There's a whole conspiracy of her lies.
Not too much of my guy.
She says it herself.
Okay. Lying. But no, that's a play on her Control album. But like, I think now that she's acknowledging that there's no such thing as control, you know, but she's going to use the most out of her pain and her hurt to flip the situation around. So seek and destroy, baby. She got to do what she got to do. Do it to you. Mm-hmm. That's in the second one. And then the last song.
Wait, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I like how in the second verse, how she starts off like it's so demanding, like the urge.
Yes.
And like the production of the song, like doom.
Yes,
doom.
It's like the urge. Yeah.
It's kind of like going into
building
war.
Up. Yeah, it's building up.
I like it.
So yeah, that's why it's probably one of my favorite songs.
Good call out.
She's like, I missed that. You right.
I ain't missing. I just wasn't trying to take up all the time.
And I
appreciate Dami for calling out because she respects the artistry.
I already notes for each of my songs because I'm like, I already know.
I'm going to give Ima her faith. Because you know I'm going to talk about all the songs y'all talk about too. So.
And one more thing.
We ain't got time for that.
Let me just say this. Let me just say this real quick. I'm gonna just say this, and I'm gonna go home. But no, this the last song I want to talk about. The last song I want to talk about is "Gone, Gone Girl." Gone, girl. You got a lot of faces. She's gone. Gone, girl. So gone, girl. Yes. Yes.
Gone.
Track, as y'all may know, it references that the movie Gone Girl, which is a psychological thriller, and it came out some years ago.
With Jennifer, J-Lo's husband.
Ben Affleck, and what's the girl? Rosalie, whatever her name is.
She was crazy in it.
She was.
That's all I know.
But I think outside of it, Gone Girl being like a main lyric she uses, I actually think it follows a similar theme as the movie. So in the movie, the lead actor, the lead character, I forgot her name, essentially fakes her disappearance slash death as a result of being unhappy in her marriage. The song screams, "I need to be affirmed." And I think that's what SZA is saying. Like,
yes.
Just like she needed something from her marriage, from her husband that she wasn't getting. SZA said, "I need to be affirmed." Like, she is telling her partner what she needs right now. Opposite of what she's doing on Love Language, where she's trying to pull teeth to find out what he needs, how he connects, what his language is.
Connected to another song. Right. Look at you.
She can't wait.
She can't wait.
She cannot wait. She's like, y'all hot right? Y'all get this.
Right. I'm
horses.
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 No. So she is actually doing, she's setting the example for her partner. I'm telling you what I need. She's saying exactly what she needs. Not y'all with this horse and shit. She said, "I need more space and security. I need less voices, just you and me.
I need
your touch, not your scrutiny.
Oh, she got
squeezing too tight, boy, you losing me. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you exactly what I need. Open your ears. Do you hear me?
I'm a please.
But he just doesn't get it.
You're going to break the mic stand.
No, I'm not. This is a strong mic. He just doesn't get it. And then she says, and then she gets over it. She says, "Can't think, it's too hard to process. Get around you and I regress.
Yes.
I decide what demons I digest.
Mm.
I'm just tired of repeating. I digress."
Yeah.
Mm. I'm done.
Mm.
I told you what I needed.
That's a good song.
So you've lost me. I'm gone, girl. So this is definitely the most emotional song on the album. I remember listening to this in the car and looking out the window like I was in a video.
Here we go.
I could have dropped the drama. It definitely does something to me when I listen to it. But I think everyone can relate to wanting to be heard in a relationship and wanting your partner to fulfill your emotional and physical needs. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Gone Girl was well done.
Choir aspect of it
at the
well.
End. Yeah, they came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I love that.
I love the production. SZA always has fire production.
Great job, SZA.
Great pen, great production.
Go ahead, girl.
You'll hear more from me as the other two continue.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course. You know what?
I got a song that you don't really like anyway, so
that's right.
Maybe you won't say nothing.
I've been waiting. It's been pent up since December. I'm ready.
Anyway, Dom, you do want to go?
You know, that whole, I'm tired, Graham.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Who was that from Holes?
Yeah.
She just said.
I literally just said Holes.
I ain't hear you. I lifted my headphone up.
That means you'll hear her more.
All right, Dami, what's your song? Shit, I'm tired of y'all bullying me. What's y'all songs? Enough.
Sorry.
Women's month.
Women's history month.
Yes.
We love you, Alma. All right, well, I guess she's gonna say something.
You know, I'm gonna listen
like,
first.
I automatically feel like Dami is straight for the rap. Like, I definitely,
what I appreciated the most about this album was like, and I know you're gonna talk about it as well, but she tapped into so many different genres, which I love.
Love it.
You know, like Control was like primarily R&B, right? And it was stuck to a certain theme.
Yeah.
And I feel like SOS, like, it's
everywhere.
So different. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
You didn't know what you were getting.
Each song, even the titles, you're like, I wonder what this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
True.
So first I'm going to talk about Snooze. So it's not a rap track, but it's a track, baby.
Mm.
All right. Let me tell you something about Snooze. Produced by who?
Babyface.
Babyface.
Oh, gosh. Maybe that's why he gave her this song for... And maybe that's why she didn't end up on the
Girls Night Out. We were talking about that. Remember, we were like, why wasn't SZA on this? SZA should have been on working on this.
Maybe, yeah. Period. Or maybe she asked, like, oh, can I put this on my, you know,
yeah.
if it's more on my thing.
Yeah. yeah.
Who knows?
I don't think this would have fit on the Girls Night Out. This is perfect.
But I wonder what the conversation was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Snooze is probably one of the closest songs to R&B on this album. Like, of course, Love Language, but I feel like as like a strict R&B, and of course, Babyface, right. so like it makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
It's a such a smooth, dreamy song. It's about SZA wanting to be present for every moment with the person that she loved.
Yeah.
However, when you go into the lyrics, it's like, damn, she's desperate as fuck. Because it's kind of like she's proving her love. Like, look, I'm gonna be there for you for anything. Like, I'll help with the bodies. I'll be there testifying for you.
She said that's that where you lose me.
That white bitch with the bob, right?
With the bob.
That's the one she said.
So she said, I'll touch that fire for you. I'll do that 3-4 times again. I'll test the fire for you. I told that lie. I killed that bitch. Come on now. Mobbing, scheming, looting, hide your body. Long as you're dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I ain't got nobody just with you right now. Touch with you, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you.
It's very dreamy.
How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you.
Oh, come on, girl. Come on, girl.
That's a song. Especially her admiration for her partner shows that she's willing to do anything. Anything for him.
Yeah.
Not me, girl.
Right.
Not
me, girl.
I look better under you. I can lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important.
And we talked about she compares the Scarface track.
You never know. I don't know.
You mobbing, scheming, looting, hiding the bodies.
I don't know.
Hide the bodies.
I don't know. I've been drunk in love before. I don't know.
Yeah. It's clearly a drunken love song. Yeah. You're right.
Never say never.
You're right. Never say never.
You
win it.
Who knows?
But when things didn't work out in the end,
well,
you got the end of the track. Main one riding. How you fretting on me and I'm the main one trying? How you blaming on me and you the main one lying? Ooh. How you threatening me to leave and I'm the main one crying, just trying to be your everything? How are you fretting on me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be your everything. I proved time and time again that I'm here for you.
That was a bridge. You hear me?
Let me tell you, I got emotional to that part.
Yes.
I said, oh. Like, I get the lyrics part.
A lot of her songs make
you
emotional.
She hit that desperation part.
Yeah.
I said, oh.
Main one.
Yes. She know how to hit you at the heart.
Ooh.
She
does.
Heart trigger.
She does.
Heart chakra.
What surprised me the most, and on my eye, we always talked about it. So I think the first time I brought this song, I'm like, do you hear this? Tell me. I was like, tell me what you listen. Tell me what you can hear.
Yes.
And she's like, I said, you don't hear me, myself, and I.
And then when you said it, it was like a light bulb went off. It's like, oh shit, it's right there.
Yes.
But it's not credited as a sample, not even an interpolation. Like,
it must have really worked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must have been some way where Beyonce, Parkwood, somebody was like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy. Like, I hear me, myself, and I so much, but it's not featured. It's not credited. So, but yeah, Snooze.
It's a perfect song.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add, Alma?
No. I was singing in the background. That was the main thing I wanted to do. But no, I mean, Snooze is literally a perfect song. I don't have any notes. No notes.
Yeah, no. It's a perfect song.
It's great.
And it's simple.
Like, perfect.
Yeah. You don't have to interpret much. Like, you know what's the theme of this song. Yeah. So.
That bridge, though. That bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Go Babyface.
It gets me. There was a, was it a meme or whatever, a video of somebody, that part of the song, and it's like Monica, and it was a video of Monica in the studio with, I think, the Franchise Boys, and they were like, bouncing like, I gotta find it. It's hilarious. But yeah, no, this, no notes. This song is perfect.
Perfect song. Second song, again, I gotta bring Alma into it, because she was the one who was like, you need to add this as one of your songs, which I was already gonna add, because like I said,
she was literally choosing songs for us, y'all.
She was.
You need to talk about love.
Right.
You need to talk about this.
You need to talk about.
Why are you not talking about
this? I want to make sure it was not too late. And none of y'all put too late on there.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Sorry. I love
that's a good song, though.
It's a good song. But yeah, this is Smoking on My X-Pack. Such a short song.
Yes.
Only a minute and 23 seconds long.
Yes. Produced by.
None other than
Big Jersey.
Yeah.
Not Big Jersey.
You hitting the tape.
Sorry. Big Jersey. Jay Versace. Y'all don't know about Jay. And I know he doesn't like bring us up because like he wants to stray away from that comedic Vine era. He wants to be taken seriously as a producer. So I get it.
I get it.
So, you know, between this, between him working on Call Me If You Get Lost album with Tyler, the Creator. Like, he's really been in his bag. So
he did SOS too, right? He did the title track, right?
He did the title track too.
He did.
Big Jersey.
Big Jersey.
But yeah, produced by Jay Versace. It's a sample, a sped up sample of Webster Lewis, Open Up Your Eyes from 1981. So it's like a chipmunk version in the background.
Yeah.
She's basically like flexing over her exes. That's pretty much it.
Period.
You know, perfect. Anti-ex anthem.
I feel like that is you to a T, Dommy.
Yeah.
To a big T.
That's definitely you.
Big
Dommy.
Yeah.
Big Dommy. Big Dommy.
Big Zombie.
It's braggadocious. She knows she's that bitch.
That's
and she's like, look, you see where I'm at right now?
Yeah. Right.
Smoking on my ex back tonight.
Yeah.
Alluding to Kendrick and Baby Keem's Family Tie song.
Mm. Oh, smoking on your top five tonight. Yeah,
smoking on your top five tonight.
Yeah. Wow, like they sounded the same.
Right.
Them whole accusations weak. Them bitch accusations true. You hating from nosebleeds. I wish you well. Smoking on my
ex
back tonight.
Where's on point? Roll the clip and run it back. I'm really like that. I'm really not friendly. I need my credit. Niggas hate that.
Ooh.
I need the numbers. Come on now. She's confident. So this is the thing, right? SZA does not want to be known as the sad girl song type of artist.
She
said that. She expressed that I'm more than just R&B. And especially as a black woman, like, it's just weird that you want to just put us in this box. It's like, no, like, I'm a black woman. I was raised on hip hop. Mm-hmm. I love hip hop and rap. Like, let me tap into that.
Yeah.
And she did.
She does on this album. Mm-hmm. She's everywhere.
Everywhere.
So even though, you know, even in the previous song, she's just talking about the trials and tribulations that she went through. This was like where she was confident, like,
oh, she was feeling it.
Like, I'm that bitch. I need y'all to credit me for being that bitch.
Yeah.
She was unapologetically herself.
Yeah.
And she was proud of it. She wants to be recognized for it.
Mm-hmm.
She was referencing Bob Psycho from The Simpsons. Like, y'all niggas are crazy.
Psycho Bob.
He's screaming, get back together. I'm screaming, back of the bus trick.
Yes. Get to the back of bus.
Y'all had them exes. I be trying to run it back. Trying to spin the block. It's like, nah,
Couple times.
Mm-hmm. Get to the back of the bus. On the line. Get to the back.
All right.
Get to the back.
You still on the line, though.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper block? I heard that dick was whack.
Yeah.
Your favorite athlete screaming, text me back.
Ooh, she really talking her shit. Yeah.
I know. And I know she got the stories.
I know she does.
I'm like, who was it? Who dick was whack? Who dick was whack?
She ain't gonna tell
us. But yeah, perfect track. She's a short track, so it's not much to say. But she was really spinning her shit. Yeah, I just love the confidence. And then lastly, it's another rap. So she basically had like three rap songs in the album. She had one in the beginning, the SOS, the opening track.
Started off.
Then she had like the middle one with Smoking on My X-Pac. And then she ended it with Forgiveless.
That was your third?
So I switched it. So I was gonna do Notice Me, which I do love Notice Me. But Forgiveness, I forgot, like, because
I'm the original
G-O-D.
Making young ladies scream is my specialty.
When I am.
So, yeah, like, I know with me, myself, like, I love listening to albums fully through, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, once it gets to the end, I'm like, I'm ready.
You're over it.
Just wrap this shit up.
Wrap it up, then.
But no, I can't let this one go.
Banger.
It's a banger.
It was.
Yeah, first of all, it's featuring ODB. Old Dirty Bastard.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yes. Okay. Rest in peace.
Wu-Tang, you know, SZA, RZA. Yeah.
Right.
That's where her name is from.
Yeah.
Paying homage to SZA. I mean, it's to RZA.
And
GZA. Of Wu-Tang, so it's perfect. And I think it was like an unreleased track from ODB. So
heard it and asked for it. She got it.
Right. So
she did it good too.
She did it.
Yeah.
Similar to Smoke on My X-Pac.
Yeah.
It's another self-confident hip hop track.
For sure.
Yes. She knows her power. She knows that she's that bitch.
Yeah.
She's uninterested in welcoming anything back in her life.
Period.
And it's cool because again, you go through this range of emotions throughout the album, and in the end she's like, you know what? I might forgive it, but I won't forget it.
I love that line.
But I won't forget it.
She said she's not in the dark
anymore.
Yep. Which she said, I don't care about consequences. I want my lick back.
Get your lick
back.
Yes.
Get it back.
Woo. Get your lit.
She's ready to fight, like, and I'm here for it. I'm yeah. here for it.
I don't care about consequences, I want my lick back. I don't mind us watching, get to pushing your way back. I don't mind burning bridges of my enemies. Send a piece, call that bitch my kid, she ain't no kin to me.
Forgiveness yes. is such a great,
and it's like an old school hip hop like beat, mm-hmm. like production is like old school. Like I just bop to it.
It's giving RZA, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
to be honest with you,
it's
yeah.
giving Queens. It's giving mm-hmm. like I love mm-hmm. it. And the end when ODB is like, yo yo yo, I want to give a special shout out all my niggas and niggerettes, all race, creed, colors.
It's all love, my nigga.
And that's how the album. I love that. Because yeah.
what a great
yeah,
ending.
What a great ending.
Yeah. That and Smoking that on My Expect are like my favorite songs to like work out to, run to.
Ooh.
I be running to them.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sometimes also Nobody Gets Me Too. I'm running to that as well.
For real.
Yeah. I love what she has yes, to say.
You did your
that
thing.
Was a good album.
Oh, God. Give a fuck what you prefer. Yes. I'm too profound to go back with no average torque spells. It's so serene. Mm. Hug your rosary.
Yes.
I know my competition. It is what it is.
Yeah. You know my second fiddle. That's why you a bitch.
Oh my God. She said, I don't mind competition, but you, woo! you are okay with being second rate.
Yes.
And that's why you a bitch.
That's why you a bitch. Damn. Come on, SZA.
Woo.
Talk your shit.
Let me be real quick. My song's
not too stretching.
F2F shirt and no, I'm just kidding.
I'm not about to play with you.
She gets on my nerves.
I'm not about Kill to play it. With you.
So F2F is probably my favorite song on the album. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my punk rock fantasy, my
SZA Levine.
Yes, my SZA Levine. This is a revenge sex song written by SZA, Rob Diesel, Carter Lang, and Lizzo.
Come on, Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
When I first saw F2F on the album, I was like, what is this going to be about? F2F. And then I heard it, I was like, okay, it's a little moppy, it's a little moppy. Mm-hmm. And then she gets to the fuck to forget. I said, whoa, there's F2F. There it is. When I heard that, I said, okay. I chuckled a little bit. I said, I like this. I like this a lot. And it's just about, you know, trying to fill the emptiness and void of no longer being with the one that you really love, and then, you know, trying to get under somebody else just to forget them. So, yeah, I love it.
Thinking about you, haven't gotten much sleep. Worry that you're already done replace me.
Worry on it took a defiant to hear me.
It reminds me
smoking
of the
on the back because I miss it my does. Ex. Now I'm on the latent and I need rough sex. Knowing you're gonna block it tomorrow. Can you still come and get me?
Okay.
Wishing I didn't want to sell my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Fuck to Forget.
It's not my favorite song on the album, but I don't hate it. I appreciate like, it for what it is.
A lot of people don't like it, but
I don't hate it.
It grew on me.
That's probably why I like it. You know, I like different, so that's probably why I like it as well. But yeah, it definitely got me, especially when she's talking about ovulating and needing rough sex. I said, same. That's me.
I did relate to that one.
It's true. You know what's saying? You start off with dick, 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 dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick, dick, dick.
I'm like, why haven't I been choked in a minute? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
My second song is Shirt, written by SZA and Ronnie Jerkins, aka Dark Child Nana. This definitely has Ronnie all over it with the glitchy hi-hat and the bass in it. Like, mm-hmm. you already know it's him.
Yeah.
First heard it, it was first out on her Instagram in 2020. Mm-hmm. This is well known as the TikTok song, you know, because it's on the clock. It was on the clock before it actually came out. I remember mine was like, yeah. I'm tired of hearing Shirt. I'm like, what do you mean you're tired of hearing Shirt? I've never heard Shirt. And at that time, I didn't have TikTok. So she's like, that been on TikTok. People been dancing to that song. They call it Shirt.
People
and
have been the reason asking, why she like, named when it, you going to put the shit out?
The reason why she named it Shirt was because people had already named it on TikTok. So she was like, I'll just keep it as is.
Oh, that's what I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
know it's not because it's blood stain on my shirt. It's because people were just calling it Shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, when are you going to release Shirt? And she's like, I guess I'm going to keep that the name. Very sizzle-like. I think some people were calling it Bloodstain as well, but she's like, oh, I'll just keep it as Shirt. And then the song was teased at the end of Good Days, mm-hmm. which came out in 2021. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, finally, October of 2022.
Girl.
We finally got a video. It wasn't even the song that came, but we got a video with Lakeith Stanfield, who was had a cameo in it. It was a cute video.
More in my skin, it's all about the stain on my shirt, new bitch on my nerves, old nigga got curves.
Y'all know that what song was also featured in this video. Almost chokehold of the year. Of the century.
Put the hood on and call me cautious. Marching like Bob Saget. Greedy, I can't pass it. Eat everything, nigga, hold fast. I don't care how much you knew me in the past tense. There ain't no Julius Thomas, ain't no last sense. I'm way past it.
Way. Fucking on my ass because they about to me.
And then it just.
Ooh.
Trickles out.
Violent.
It just trickles out.
And it zooms out.
You're like, wait a minute.
It zooms out from her in the kitchen.
I remember when it came out, we were all like, what is that last song? What is that last song?
Like, that second song.
That's
not only that, but people were trying to figure out the date of when she was coming out with her album. Oh, yeah. The,
she likes to play.
Because of her license plate in the video.
She played too much.
That's why I say she be lying to us sometimes. All that, no control. We didn't know at the time what the album name was going to be. So people were like, oh, it's going to be No Control. Because she had control, now she don't have control. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was all these speculations going around it. But then she finally dropped the album. Thank God we got the song.
Yes.
I love Shirt. Favorite part, obviously, for me is the chorus. Blessed on my shirt, new bitch on my nerves, old nigga got curved, boom, going back boom, on my word, boom. Damn bitch, you so thirsty, still don't know my words, still stressing perfection, let you own my mental, got me looking too desperate,
damn,
you ain't deserve. Yeah,
love it. You say, now you do me.
This is considered to be one of her best songs. It ended up in a lot of her people's like top lists at the end of 2022. Mm. Even Barack Obama included it in his end of the year playlist.
He always includes SZA.
Yeah.
He included two other SZA songs, I think, from Control before. Yeah,
I believe it. So... yeah, of course. People love SZA. People love what she puts out. Like, Shirt was, it's just catchy. The beat, everything is just, it's good.
It's catchy.
Yeah, love it. And I love the video concept as well. Mm-hmm. It was cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then my last is Kill Bill. Mm. I think of this song as like a creepy lullaby. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that you can end up in a satirical scary movie or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Something like
love
a
some Jordan Peele
scary movie. Yes,
I love it.
The song caught my attention first on the album. As I was going through it, I was like, okay, wait a minute, from the beginning, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still a fan even though I was salty. Mm-hmm. Hate to see you with some other, but know you happy. Mm-hmm. Hate to see you happy if I'm not the one driving.
I'm so mature.
Got me a therapist to tell me the other men. I don't want none, I just want you.
If I can't have you, no one. I might kill my ex. Not the best idea. Girlfriend, next how I get here. I might kill my ex. I still love him though. Rather be in jail than alone.
A lot of people didn't like the ending when she said hell. They said, wait a minute, right. Now, SZA. You can put me anywhere, but not hell.
I definitely sing jail the last time. I don't say hell.
But sometimes it feel like that. You be like, dang, I really don't want to be that alone. Not saying I wouldn't ever want to do like that. Some people be that. They be like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, how many times have you gotten so mad at an ex? You're like, yeah, I'm going to kill this nigga. He's like, for real.
Yeah,
I be wanting to really hurt him. Mm-hmm. Like, I've definitely been in that, mm-hmm. you know, having fantasies of, you know, slashing tires. And I said, well, I can't do that. I can't go to jail. And, song was really good. I love the track name, obviously, Kill Bill, because the movie was that good as well.
Mm-hmm.
The video was great as well.
Mm-hmm.
It had Vivica Fox in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I also wanted a little bit more in the video, but she gave us enough, some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think Seek and Destroy might be coming next based off of that.
Oh, really? Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it.
what's that king called? Shibuya? Whatever the time is called.
Shibuya.
Listen, it's something that I'm interested.
I don't know. She was looking good.
No. Yeah, she was.
She did. All tied up. I said,
you hear me? So good.
She started with a yes. Ooh, with the hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. You're fine. As soon as I saw Kill Bill on as there, I was like, oh, it's gonna be some crazy shit in this song. And I was like, let me listen to it. And of course, you know, the chorus is good. Verses are really good. But my favorite part, and probably my favorite part in a lot of songs, was the bridge where she sings, "I did it all for love.
Yeah.
I did it all on no drugs.
Yeah.
I did all of this sober. Don't you know I did it all for us? I don't know what I was going through. I was so emotional, like you. Now, I mean, when you were talking about certain parts, I was so emotional when I heard that too. I said, wait a minute. And I guess because it wasn't necessarily about an ex or anything like that, but, you know, it was dealing with the loss of my mom and all that. And I was like, dang, I really did all of this
for love,
on no drugs. I'm sober as hell dealing with grief. I'm sober. And I'm not just grieving the loss of my mom, dealing with the grief of loss of a relationship and trying to figure out my life, transitioning.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
So that bridge really got me.
You could hear the emotion in her voice, too.
Oh, yeah, that bridge really got me. But obviously, this song is good. And once it was released, it took the world by storm. It's like her most streamed song from the album. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's number one in some countries.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So there we go.
Number one song.
Our song. So how does this album live up to, like, the anticipation of it? How you guys feel about
it? Was this
everything you needed and more?
It lives up. I will say it took me a few more listens, but once I got there, I was like, good album. This is a solid sophomore album. Like, if Control is like an A+, this is like a B+ in my opinion.
Got you.
I remember when we initially like saw the track list and we said, this shit's long.
It's long as fuck. But then we also were like, oh, in a minute.
It's like two minutes, three minutes.
The song's not that long,
So I kind of lie. Like, it took me a couple listens to get through everything, but like now, like, I let it marinate.
I digested it.
I'm like, oh yes,
it's a good album. Sis, a good job.
Out of 10, what would y'all rate it?
Eight.
Yeah. I'm gonna do 8.5. Yeah.
Look, okay.
maybe 9. Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah. So Control's still number one for y'all.
It's gonna always.
I think Control also because it was just that time of life.
Like, yeah.
Control was really hitting.
Yeah.
It wasn't just an album for me. Like. It was life.
Yeah.
It was life,
yeah. Sometimes I'd be listening to this SZA song. I'm like, damn, am I toxic too?
I think we all have a little in us, she'd be singing toxic songs
and stuff like that, like, but from a, she's like our Future. I think a lot of people have said that she's like the female version of Future. And I don't know, it just it's like I'd be like, dang, maybe I am toxic.
We all got a little bit up in us somewhere, or like you said, she sings the things that we think, so she just put herself out there.
That's true. Thank you, SZA.
Yeah,
thank you for doing that. Was there anything that kind of like surprised you the most about this album, or you were like, nah, this is right on brand?
I think it was definitely on brand. You know, you still have those themes of insecurities in here, just like you did with Control.
Yeah,
it's just a different perspective of the same insecurities and a different sound.
Yeah.
But I think it's on brand with her. And I think that you have some songs where you can tell that she has evolved and matured a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So she's getting further and further, you know,
good days.
Good days. Yeah. So I appreciate it. I think it's perfect sophomore album.
I think so too. It's a solid sophomore. What surprised me the most, I would say, is I wasn't expecting her to rap it that much.
Me too.
I wasn't expecting her really like come out spitting.
She was spitting. She's a lyricist. Like, she can do it. Yeah. If anybody else can, she can do
she
it.
She can do it.
Part of TDE anyway. So it's like, that's why haven't you rapped
yet? She got it in her.
But I was just, you know how you just recognize somebody as a singer and you're like, wait a minute.
She got it in her.
I need a mixtape.
The girls of TDE can really do it all. They can sing, they can rap.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm down for it.
I love it too. Good job, girl. Good job.
All right. Anything else? Alma, anything else? You want to sign us out with this?
Real quick. Control is my baby, but I love SOS. This was right on time. You know, we had months of like renaissance, so I was happy to get some new music at the end of the year. To kind of balance all of that out, but no, SOS is great. SZA did an amazing job. I love it. It's emotional, it's funny, it's relatable in some ways, and I love seeing the growth and the evolution. But you are a talent, so thank you. Great job.
Love it. All right, y'all. We'll be right back with the outro. All right, y'all, we back. Dami starting us off with the drop.
Hey, y'all. All right, we got part two. Part two is going to be quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to drop an album, surprisingly, by Music Soul Child that a lot of people didn't know. He dropped an album.
Yes, he did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
I didn't know that.
Called Victim and Villains. It was released on March 10th.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It was a collaboration with Hit-Boy.
I did see that. Yeah,
but the thing is, I don't know if he's like independent now, which is probably why like
there's
no push much about it.
Right, there's no push, and like I think
you did like, you go see him in City Winery or no?
Yeah, I did.
He didn't announce anything.
Mm-mm. Oh wow,
I think he did sing like a new song, but I don't remember him saying like, "Oh, we have an album coming."
Okay.
So, want to keep it hush,
right? And so yeah, it's a joint album with Hit-Boy. He said basically the topic is anybody can be the victim or the villain. Mm. It is a matter of perspective. Some people may think that they're the victim when they're really the villain.
Yikes!
That's happened to me a couple times.
Yikes!
Sorry.
Right.
Trigger.
It's all a matter of details and paying attention to the things happening. It's just a conversation piece that I want to introduce people to think differently about what's happening in relationships. This is his first project in nearly 6 years. So I remember he had a collaboration project with Celina Johnson that he was really upset about because they didn't push it. So my song, which is like Slept on Saturday for me, is called Feel the Fire with them too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful like reggae song.
Oh, wow. Celina.
That's different.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna let y'all just do it.
Okay.
But yeah, he expressed how upset he was. There wasn't like much promotion off of it.
Yeah,
he's like there was people in the background that were just being stupid, blah blah blah. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if there's much promotion for this one either. But because Hit-Boy is such a big producer, I'm sure like he's getting
a
lot of plays and listens. So y'all check it out. I listened to some of it and I do enjoy it. What I like about Hit-Boy, I love how he knows how to stay in that lane
because
it's still neo soul, but it's definitely modern version of it, modern twist. But yeah, shout out to Music. He's gonna be on tour with Kem and Ledisi called the Soul to Soul Tour.
Oh yes, he is.
That's nice.
I did see that.
I was thinking
of NECA when I saw Kem.
Yeah, you know, I'm always thinking about NECA when coming to Kem.
I think about
NECA.
Hey NECA. We know you're listening, girl.
Yeah. And one more thing real quick. I want to see Jill Scott on Thursday.
Yes.
Who is Jill Scott?
Is it the way that she sings that gets you?
I was crying.
Aww.
And she said, she's like, I'm literally doing the album from top to bottom. She did. Aww. She even did exclusively. She did some of her poetry. Like,
I love it.
I love it. That's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Beautiful album.
Gorgeous.
She's beautiful, yes.
And then Adam Blackstone opened up. Jazz player, yeah.
I love it.
And he brought out Dixon. I don't know if you know Dixon. Yeah.
Is it Kenyon? No, I'm thinking of a different person then.
But this is like a newer R&B artist. Which he's pretty good.
It's a man, right?
Mm-hmm. And he sung D'Angelo, How Does It Feel?
Oh!
Yeah. Girl,
I
love
you. Anyways, I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'm going to be quick with Slept on Saturday.
What we got?
Because I know this is a song that most people have heard, but I still think he could have been bigger.
Was it Slept On?
I think it was Slept On.
Okay.
These are songs that me, things are slept on. This week is That's Right by Ciara featuring Lil Jon.
I bet you woke. That's my job.
I bet you woke.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It was supposed to be released as a final single from her Evolution album, which is another great sophomore album.
Yes.
Don't play with Ciara.
No, don't play.
Come on. But they ended up going with Can't Leave Him Alone, which is still a good song. But also Rodney Jerkins on the production.
Mm-hmm.
But I just discovered that last night there's actually a video for the song, and I did not
really,
I did not know that.
Shit, I didn't even know that.
Monica in the video and everything, girl.
Really?
I did not know that there was a video for the song.
I gotta see
this video. They didn't push it. But it's actually a good
That's one of them videos you see on like BET Jam.
Channel
345
like, exactly.
On Comcast. Yeah.
And with everybody like not paying attention, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Can you see all you want? I'm not coming over.
Let's go.
Tonight I'm doing me. I'll call you in the morning.
Let's go. So someone made me a mix CD during my freshman year of high school. I think it might have been Shantae. And this song was, this song was on it. And that's the only reason why I found out about the song. I would have never known about this song if it weren't for that mix CD, that burnt CD.
yes, burn.
Oh, that burnt CD. Oh, but no, Ciara and Lil Jon collabed again because you know the first time they collabed was for Goodies. Mm-hmm. So Lil Jon added his signature crunk sound to this. So you know Ciara was coping in the video. That's what she did during this time period. But that's always basically about her ignoring her dude because he's been playing in her face. She decides to go out with her girls instead. So she said, you can miss me all you want. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming over. Tonight I'm doing me. I'll call you in the morning.
Oh, so it's her freak of dress.
Hanging with my girls until the break of dawn. You can't tell me no, because I can do what I want. Tonight I'm having fun. Tonight okay, I'm going out. That's right, I'm going to party all night long. I'm turning off my phone so we can get it on. This week slept on Saturday. That's right, by Ciara. You know, I think it's the last song on the album, actually.
You know, it's really funny.
Yeah. What?
You know how, like, back in the day we used iTunes heavily to, like, purchase songs or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it'll stay, like, as long as you bought it, it's in your album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is this song still there?
Of course.
Oh, the one that you actually bought.
Yeah.
It's still there.
The purchase is always going to be with you.
It just surprised me. I was like, you know, like, every time you connect your phone to Bluetooth in the car, this is the song that come on.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yes. It's always,
you have to switch it over
to
your
sheer song.
Oh, that's a good song, though.
That's a song. That's a Whitney Houston song.
Like, oh, yes. All the men I need. Yes, you're right.
My shit is Adele.
I'm like, we aren't going to fix this feature.
Right. Never. They want to remind you that if you have iTunes,
Apple, use us.
Oh, my gosh.
Spotify.
Try to turn this shit off. As long as it's not YouTube, girl. Because remember when they did that to us? They had YouTube songs?
Oh, yeah. They put the album on there?
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube. I thought you said YouTube.
Oh, sorry, no. YouTube. Oh, Bono. Joshua Tree.
Listen, we hope that y'all enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
SOS. We hope you guys enjoyed the album as well.
Yes. Go listen to it if you haven't listened to it. It's really good.
And all the way through.
Yeah.
Front to back, listen to it. Mm-hmm. All the songs are good. There's something for everybody on there. Mm-hmm. You might not like every single song, but you'll find something that fits you.
Yeah.
All right, we signing out. Hope you guys have a great week.
Bye.
Love y'all. Bye. Listen to Amma.
All right, y'all, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed and we hope you return next week. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Mad Music Podcast. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. We really want to hear from y'all. If you have any questions, comments, want to submit your own piece of musical mess or song you think is slept on, please send that to madmusicpodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to Towncast Studios for today's production. Yes. They are the reason we sound so crisp coming through your speakers. Y'all have a beautiful weekend. Be blessed, and we'll see you next Friday.